down. I will not give you up. Gotta have some faith in my sound. It's the one good thing that I've got. I won't let you down.
Season podcast number 2, and we have a raft of news coming up. So, coming up this week, a roundup of all the latest transfer news, and we hear from some of the new Dons boys that have joined the club. We catch up with Jim Goodwin on the pre-season preparations, including our first pre-season match against Becky Thistle. We're post-match with Ross McCrory and Rob Wicks on our new home and away kits, which look pretty smart, if I do say so myself, and the new SWPL fixtures are announced. It's the AFC Donscast pre-season update number 2 on Friday, the 1st of July. Graham here with your second pre-season update, and we've lots to get through this week, including a raft of new signings. So we left it at Ramadani signing, Calvin Ramsey Liverpool bound, and Dean Campbell on loan at Stevenage. So we start off with the signing of Jaden Richardson. The 21-year-old right back arrives from Nottingham Forest. He joined Notts County on loan last season, making 25 appearances and helping them secure a place in the National League playoffs. Here he is with Mal.
I mean, you'd have had other options, so why did you decide to come to Aberdeen at this stage in your career?
The opportunity that young players get coming to Scotland is growing, and I've seen that in the past with future young players. So that is a big factor in why I came here. And also the club itself is a massive club, so hopefully I can help along my journey and the club's journey, and contribute to their path as well as mine.
Tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us about your football journey. How did you get here? So I bet you started off at the Forest Academy, is that right?
Yeah, I've been at Forest since I was 10, so from young. And then I've had 3 loan spells, Exeter, Forest Green and Notts County. And then now my journey starts here.
The one thing, I mean, obviously your loan deals, you know, when you're going to a new club every year, you get a new manager, a new style of play, and it takes a while. Are you looking now just to settle down for a few years? And, you know, obviously the 3-year deal gives you that.
Yeah, that's another thing. You've got security, and now I can just focus and build. And like I said earlier, hopefully help the club progress and get to where they want to get as well.
Also joining the Dons on a season-long loan is Liam Scales from Celtic. The 23-year-old centre and left-back joined Celtic last year and has won 6 caps for the Ireland under-21s. Next to head north is Anthony Stewart from Wycombe Wanderers. The 29-year-old defender played 42 times for his old club last season, scoring 2 goals.
How did the move to Aberdeen come about? When did you first hear of the interview?
It was about 3 weeks ago. So my agent did tell me about Aberdeen. First, I was a bit like, oh, where did it come from? Because obviously I didn't think that obviously Gaffer would be watching League One, etc. Came about 3 weeks ago, I had a Zoom meeting, and after the Zoom meeting it was quite like humbling, because as I've said, I haven't been anywhere else but Wickham, so feeling the love from somewhere else was a bit different to me, quite humbling. And I said to the Gaffer and staff after, like, thanks for the sort of Zoom meeting, because I haven't felt valued elsewhere, only in where I've been. So it was a nice feeling.
For the Aberdeen fans who don't know much about you, what type of player are you?
I'm a defender that defends first and foremost. I'll give it my all. I'll put my body on the line. And I'm also one of them defenders that will celebrate defending. So if one of us was to do something great on the pitch, I'll be high-fiving and embracing it, because I feel like as defenders, we don't actually get as much praise as strikers do. So I try and make us defenders feel as tall as we can.
Making an impact already is Bojan Majowski, scoring a goal in our friendly against St Johnstone at our summer training camp in Spain, which ended 1-1. He joins on a 4-year deal from MDK Budapest. He has scored 9 goals and made 29 appearances for MDK last season, and scored in North Macedonia's 4-0 win over Gibraltar in the UEFA Nations League.
When did you first hear of Aberdeen's interest in you?
I think they followed me a long time ago. And they contacted me 1.5, I think, month before. And they showed the interest from me, and I was so happy because of this. And I immediately choose this option because I know I can grow up here, I can improve, because for the young guy here, it's perfect to improve.
What are your aims for the season? Do you have any?
Every striker believes to be number one. Of course, I want to be number one striker. And first is to help the team to reach the targets. I know Aberdeen have big targets to be in the top three. So if I score a lot of goals, I think I will reach the target from the club.
More Dons news straight after this.
My place is doing what I do best. It's breaking new ground.
It's filling stadiums.
It's finding a way through.
It's defending what's mine.
Women's Euro 2022. Watch live from Wednesday, the 6th of July on BBC iPlayer.
One goalkeeper leaves, another arrives. We saw the departure of Gary Woods, who had his contract terminated having made 10 appearances for the Dons. Incoming is Dutch goalkeeper Kel Roos from Derby County. Kel has signed on a two-year contract, having made 100 appearances for Derby. He made 16 appearances for Wayne Rooney in the 2021 season, whilst in competition for the number one spot with David Marshall, and 18 appearances last season.
Well, Kel, you're just off the back of a 2 hour or so training session. How was it this morning?
Yeah, it was tough. I think Sammy really enjoyed taking me through my paces this morning. Obviously, I've trained hard over the off season, but not the goalkeeping specific things. So probably need a couple of days, but yeah, it was tough. It took me through my paces, but I think it's what you need.
Yeah, I guess we better welcome you to Aberdeen as well. So welcome to Aberdeen and to Spain, to our pre-season camp.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you delighted?
It seems like good weather in Aberdeen.
Yeah, it's like this all the time in Aberdeen camp. Are you delighted to be here?
Yeah, I am. Honestly, I feel like the moment I landed, everything's been brilliant. From everyone in suits to the training staff, the team, I think I feel very welcomed, and I'm really appreciative of that, because now it's time to settle in quick and hit the ground running on the pitch.
Declan Gallagher has left the club after having his contract terminated to sign up with St Mirren. Gallagher made 30 appearances for the Dons last season after arriving from Motherwell last summer. And an on-off loan, Mason Hancock was due to move to Arbroath on a season-long loan, but that was called off after injury to Jack McKenzie after he went off with a knock during the Becky Thistle friendly last weekend. Meanwhile, Kevin Hanratty has joined Forfar Athletic on loan for the 2022-23 season. Kevin spent the first half of last season on loan at Fourmartin United, scoring 6 goals. He then spent the second half of the season on loan at Elgin City. There's reportedly been a bid received for Lewis Ferguson from Serie A side Lecce. Millwall appear to have dropped out of the running on the chase for Ferguson. And looking to be heading out is unsettled forward Christian Ramirez. The club have said that they're prepared to listen to offers for him, with this likely next move going back to the MLS. Jim Goodwin is confident that Conor Barron will sign a new deal with Aberdeen. Celtic have been linked with a move for the Dons youngster, but the club are keen to tie down the player beyond his current deal, which ends in the summer of 2024. And finally, 6 AFC Youth Academy graduates have gone full-time with the club. Alfie Bavage, Alfie Stewart, Cameron Wilson, Findlay Marshall, Kai Watson, and Miosh Ogmanski. And the club have signed Brendan Hamilton from Glentoran, who came through the Belfast youth system. The 16-year-old left-back was a member of the Northern Ireland under-16 squad that competed in the Victory Shield last season. Brendan played for Aberdeen on trial last season when Barry Robson and Scott Anderson took a Dons Youth 11 abroad.
I gave up many years ago trying to analyse this bunch and why it works.
It's not only about music.
The greatest rock and roll band in the world.
No one had seen anything like it.
Music is a resilient thing. God is the only thing we've got that we can trust.
Celebrating the Stones at 60. My life as a Rolling Stone. Watch on BBC iPlayer.
Last week saw our first pre-season outing for the Graham Stewart testimonial against Becky Thistle at Victoria Park. A good turnout of 2,000-plus supporters to recognise the former Becky player and now manager. All the goals came in the second half, with former Don Max Barry scoring early in the second half after the Dons changed 10 of our 11 starts at the break. Aberdeen levelled through a Ramirez penalty and Matty Kennedy fired in the winner in the 89th minute. Ross McCrory spoke to Red TV after the game.
Ross, 2-1 victory over Buggy this afternoon. What are your thoughts on the game?
It was good just to get the 45 minutes in the legs. I see other boys have had a break, and obviously just getting the fitness levels back. Result didn't really matter today. It was just about getting the fitness up, and like other boys have come back in good shape. And that's 45 minutes ticked off, and we're away to Spain next week, so we'll get more fitness in and be even sharper.
That's the end of the second week of pre-season. How have you found it so far?
It's been good. It's been tough though, as expected. Pre-season every year is going to be tough, but it's just a case of building ourselves up again, getting the fitness levels back, getting the sharpness back, and it's coming back quickly. Obviously got a game, I think, 2 weeks away. Peterhead's the first one in the cup, so we just make sure we're ready for that.
You know what they say about flying close to the sun? It gives off a lovely light.
Your worth at the firm is how relationships are monetized.
Remember, it's all just a cycle of victory and defeat.
What's your edge?
You don't have to like someone for them to be useful to you.
You don't work with me. You work for me.
The new series of Industry coming soon to BBC Two and BBC iPlayer. Aberdeen unveiled our new Adidas 2022-23 home and away kits at the end of June, inspired by those worn 40 years ago in a season that saw us win the European Cup Winners' Cup. The kits are available to pre-order now, with the home kit due to arrive at the end of July. General sale for both kits will be from Friday, the 5th of August. Commercial director Rob Wicks caught up with Red TV to discuss the launch.
Well, Rob, it's certainly been a very busy week for the club. We've had some new signings, some great signings as well. And now we can reveal the new kit as well. Always an exciting moment.
Absolutely, Mel. At long last, we can reveal what's a really fantastic kit. Huge amount of work's gone in to get us to this point. I appreciate it's a little bit later in the day than we would like. But excited today, for sure, to be revealing it. And an incredibly busy week. Huge amount of work going on behind the scenes with the recruitment team, and fantastic to see almost this conveyor belt, if you like, of new young talent coming to the club, and really sort of changing the complexion and the makeup of the squad ahead of next season.
We'll come to the new kit behind you in a minute, right? But I'm just interested. Tell us a wee bit about the actual process. How do you go about designing a new kit for Aberdeen FC? I mean, it's something I'm sure all us fans would love to get involved in.
Yeah, as much as we'd like to give everybody some crayons and a colouring in book before the start of each season, it's a fairly challenging process. It starts a long way out, Mel. We're probably working 18 months at least in advance. I mean, to give fans a sense of the timing, the 23-24 away kit is already signed off and approved and will shortly be going into production. So that just gives a sense of some of the lead times. But we'll work closely with Adidas. They'll come to us well in advance and say, what are the major anniversaries that are coming up? Is there something you particularly want to celebrate? Is there, something significant in the club's history? So obviously for us, with, being 40th anniversary of Gothenburg, that's the focal point for this particular kit. And so a lot of work behind the scenes going into designing what the kit will look like. We've got a special logo, as we'll talk about. But working closely with them to make sure that we get it, exactly spot on. And then giving ourselves enough time to get it produced. And, unfortunately, one can't legislate for a global pandemic.
But you get final sign-off, is that right? Is that the perks of the job?
No, it's very much a team effort. I'd like to think so, but no. Jason Hill, who looks after all of our retail efforts, Scott Gormal, who heads up our marketing team, and obviously Stephen Gunn from a football perspective. The four of us really work closely together in-house, and we get to a strong consensus fairly early, I'd like to think.
Right, tell us a wee bit about the kit for this year, the inspiration behind the design.
Well, obviously inspired by, those wonderful scenes back in 1983 in the Ulevi Stadium in Gothenburg. This is a momentous anniversary for the club. 40 years since that terrific triumph, and so we felt it was really important, both with the home and the away kits, to pay homage to that amazing period in the club's history. So obviously the home shirt, reflective of that wonderful evening in Gothenburg, and then the away strip, going into the white with the black shorts and the red pinstripe. I think a wonderful, you know, sort of embodiment of all that, you know, the club stands for as well. And, you know, just to see the combination of the two, as we can see in the images here, I think really strong. These are kits that we can't wait to get out on sale. And we've gone and created this, you know, very special commemorative badge that you'll see not only on the kits, but also on some additional products and merchandise in the retail store during the course of the season.
And there's also two stars on the sleeve as well.
There are, absolutely. I'm delighted to say we're still the only club in Scotland to be able to put those two stars on the sleeve.
This, obviously, the history with Adidas, it goes quite a long way back to the 1980s under Sir Alex Ferguson. They've produced a lot of strips. The relationship between the two organisations is very strong, isn't it?
It is, Mel. It goes a long way back. I mean, there's that wonderful photograph of Sir Alex running with the team, you know. I think it was at Balgowney or somewhere near the beach, and he's, you know, he's wearing the old trefoil and, you know, running along. And you really begin to appreciate when you see images like that, the extent and scale of the history. We work really closely with Adidas. They, you know, they're significant partners to us. The kit is such an important part of what we do. It makes up an important part of the revenue streams for us as a club. We work hand in glove, and, you know, we face challenges as we have through some of the pandemic, and we find solutions to try and, you know, overcome some difficult situations at times.
We obviously have a new front of shirt partner, Texo. I know when we did the Red TV feature with Chris Smith, how excited he was about having his logo in the front of the shirts, and I guess, and it's a very exciting day for them as well.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I've just texted a couple of the guys at Texo to say look out for when we launch later today, and they're enormously thrilled. They're a business that's hugely committed to Aberdeen. You know, they're very, very excited to see their logo on the front of the shirts. It's a fantastic 3-year deal. A big change for us, obviously. We've, you know, been involved with Saltire Energy for the last 8 years, and a big change for us as a club. You know, lots of changes to branding right across the club, top to bottom. But a wonderful day for Texo to see their logo on the front of the shirt.
And we also have a logo in the back for the first time in that position. I think it looks really good. It gives the strip a real sort of continental feel. Ram Tubular's a big supporter of the club as well, so it's great for them.
Absolutely. Delighted to see Jim Stewart and his team at Ram really ramping up their continued support for the club over many, many years. They've been strong supporters of the club for a long time, and the opportunity came available to free up some inventory on the shirt under the terms of the new deal, and Jim was really excited, and I think it looks absolutely terrific, and, you know, I'd like to think we'll drive some really strong visibility and return on investment for Jim as well.
As you alluded to at the start, the kits are launching slightly later this season than we would normally have liked. So what were the reasons behind that?
So, you know, the challenges of a global pandemic just cannot be underestimated. And this is, you know, I can say with certainty, is not an Aberdeen-only issue. This is football clubs across the country. You know, some of the biggest clubs in the country are really struggling. You'll see a variety of different kits launching at different times. Some clubs are being forced to launch with an away kit only, waiting for home kits. And this isn't an Adidas only issue as well. I think particularly for manufacturers who are producing their kits in the Far East, you know, the UK news doesn't pick up on, you know, the state of COVID in the Far East, or the fact that there's been a typhoon in the Philippines, or, you know, these sorts of things. So there've been some significant global supply challenges. Anybody who works in business in and around Aberdeen will know, elsewhere in the UK as well. So, we've worked really closely, really hard over the last number of weeks and months with Adidas to make sure that we can get as much of the stock in as early as possible. At one point, it looked like it was going to be considerably later, so I'm delighted that we're in the position that we're in. I appreciate it's not ideal to be perhaps as late as it is, but we're there now, and really excited to just get these on sale.
Okay, so here's a big question. When can the fans expect to get their kits? I think we opened up a pre-order campaign, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so pre-order commences today, and that'll run through until the 18th of July. And then kits will be available for dispatch from the 4th of August, and then on to general sale from the 5th of August. So, as I say, you know, not ideal in terms of timing, but this is something that we're going to see right across football. Fortunately, you know, I think things are considerably improved as we move into 23-24. There is just going to be this period of disruption for just about every club in one way or another.
And tell us about the kit prices. It's always something that's I mean, rightly, hotly discussed. People have strong opinions. And there has been a small increase this year, I see.
Yes, a small increase, Mel, but not something that we've taken lightly or, you know, gone and simply imposed, because we're seeing big leaps in transportation and other charges. Material costs have gone up as well. I think this is the first price increase we've seen in the shirt in 7 years. And, you know, I think in those 7 years, there were probably a number of conversations around, let's, you know, go for some sort of increase, and we held back. So it's a fairly nominal increase, but something that we had to do under the current circumstances.
We talked about the logo. Looking further ahead, is there any plans for the 40th anniversary of Gothenburg? What's the club going to be doing?
Well, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be announcing exactly what we're doing. We've had a number of conversations about it. Myself, the chairman, Dave Cormack, talking to a couple of the Gothenburg greats earlier this week, in fact. May 2023 is going to be a very special month for this club. You know, a number of the players are getting on, both in age and health, and I think this may be one of the last opportunities to get that group together. So we've got some fantastic plans lined up, working closely with the city, and we look forward to announcing those. It will truly be a very special month, and looking to stage a range of exciting initiatives where fans can be involved and really come and enjoy and celebrate what was a wonderful triumph.
But just finally, an exciting season, a lot to look forward to. You must be pleased with the kits as well.
Yeah, delighted. You know, it's funny, you work on these kits, as I said at the beginning of the interview, so far in advance, you almost forget what they look like, and then you see them again, and you're like, oh yes, that's exactly what we're doing now. And you know, your mind's already thinking 23, 24 and beyond, but delighted to have these on sale. You know, looking forward to a wonderful season. We've had a challenging 12 months. We all recognise that. But I think the recruitment guys have done a sterling job behind the scenes, and obviously the players are away on Monday down to their pre-season training camp in Spain, and you know, we'll hopefully come back renewed and enthused and excited, and you know, set to go when the games start in early July.
Rob, well done. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mel. Thank you very much.
First day of the pre-season camp in Spain, the manager discussed what they've been up to.
Well, Jim, after a very, very early start this morning, we've arrived in Spain for our pre-season camp. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to finally get here. Obviously, you know, we're well underway with regards to the pre-season preparation. The guys have had a good 10 days or so up to now. A decent run out against Bucky Thistle at the weekend. The guys got yesterday to spend with their families, and then we had an extremely early start this morning. Obviously, we stayed over in Edinburgh last night, left the hotel at about 5 o'clock this morning, and finally got here to what's a fantastic resort here at La Finca. Great facilities, beautiful hotel, and we're looking forward to doing a little bit of a pitch work here this afternoon.
Why do clubs come away for pre-season? Why don't we just stay the week at Cormac Park?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could easily stay at home, there's no doubt about that, but I think the obviously we're here to work hard and get the necessary fitness into the players' legs, but the most important thing for me about any trip like this is to get that togetherness and to try and get that team spirit. You know, it's all well and good training at Cormac Park, but, you know, the boys are always going home after training, whereas here for a week we're in each other's pockets pretty much. We get to have breakfast together, lunch, dinner, and we get to have a little bit of social time as well, and it really helps integrate the new guys into the group as well, and gives everybody a great opportunity to get to know each other and spend a little bit more time relaxed together.
Are you sure you don't just want to shave it all off? Shave your head. Get rid of it. No? Okay, well, I'm going to keep checking back.
How things been with the children?
Oh, we adore them both. Princess is a 4-foot-7-inch ball of energy.
Oh my God, do they have the faces of angels? I bet they have the faces of angels.
Yeah.
Do they totally love you? Yeah, I bet they totally love you, don't they?
Still haven't bonded properly with them. Who wants to put up a tent? I'm not fun enough.
Where's Princess gone? Princess!
You never do anything by the book and it always works out. I do everything by the book and it never works out. Oh my God, did I buy the wrong bloody book? And now
I
see that
it's you, I need it all. I cannot believe that he supports Arsenal. I don't belong here.
But he's young. Switch him to Spurs.
He's already set. And anyway, I'd rather he was an Arsenal fan than someone who switches teams. I mean, that's like cheating on your wife. Sorry, mate. No offence.
You're selling our flat.
Your tenancy runs out in 3 months.
It's only a few weeks until we go before the judge.
Does that mean we're going to lose custody of the kids?
The council wants stable families.
What are we going to do? If I didn't
have you. Everything's going to be okay.
I mean, how do we know that they even want to stay with us?
Because we have a good love. One that can survive life.
Love doesn't just happen to you. It's hard work. If you want it, you find it. Woo! Oh, yeah!
You're not being me, are you, to do that? You need to fully understand my, philosophy of life.
You rarely hear a phrase like that coming from someone eating two children's yogurts.
Season 3 of Trying premieres on Apple TV Plus on the 22nd of July. Well, the SWPL fixtures were released yesterday and Aberdeen FC women will open their SWPL 1 fixtures away to Hamilton on Sunday the 7th of August. Teams will play each other three times before a split after 22 matches, the same as the Scottish Premiership. The full fixture list and auto-updating fixtures for you to download to your smartphone, tablet and computer are available at the Inverness Reds website. Our next pre-season friendly this coming Wednesday is away to Brechin City at Glebe Park. Kickoff is at 7:45 p.m. It's pay at the gate, £10 for adults and £5 for concessions. There will be a live stream which will be available for the match via Brechin City's website for £10. If you go to the fixture countdown clock on the Inverness Reds website, you'll get the link there. And our opening fixture in the Scottish League Cup on Sunday the 10th of July against Peterhead at Balmoor is now sold out. You'll still be able to watch the match on Premier Sports online via the Premier Sports player or will be available to Red TV International subscribers. I'll be back with more pre-season news on Friday the 15th of July. Meantime, follow us on our social media on Facebook and Twitter using Inverness Reds and you can get all the latest on the slightly updated website at invernessreds.co.uk. Till next time, stand free.
I drank champagne with kings and queens, politicians praise my name. But those were someone else's dreams, from the pitfalls of the man I became. For years and years, I chased their cheers at the crazy speed of always needing more. But when I stop and see you here, I remember what all this was for. And from now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights. And from now on, what's made until tomorrow starts tonight. Tonight.
phone, on your tablet, and online. This is the AFC Donscast on Friday.